From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall with your headlines for Monday, March 9th.
Coming up, a major candidate in the race for California's 1st Congressional District was in Chico this weekend. State Senator Mike McGuire held a town hall on Saturday. We'll have the story.
Also, the race for California's 1st Congressional District is growing. Assemblyman James Gallagher has now filed to run in the regular election.
And prom can be expensive for high school students. But in Chico, a local giveaway is helping teens find dresses and suits for free.
More just ahead, but first, a debate over student privacy and parental rights is playing out in the California schools and now in the courts. A debate over student privacy and parental rights is playing out in California schools and now in the courts. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court temporarily blocked a state rule that barred school districts from requiring teachers to notify parents if a student asked to be recognized by a different gender than what appears in school records. Cal Matters reporter Carolyn Jones has been following the case. She says the parents who filed the lawsuit argue they have a right to know about major decisions in their child's lives.
The plaintiffs and their allies say, you know, they want to help their kids. They want to know what's going on with their kids so they can help them go through possibly a difficult period. They're not saying that they're necessarily against transgender people or children generally, but they say they just want to know.
But transgender advocates say that's not always the case. They argue some students may avoid telling their parents because they fear rejection or harm. Keep listening for a longer conversation with Jones at the end of this report.
State Assemblyman James Gallagher has officially joined both races to represent California's 1st Congressional District. Gallagher had already entered the special election to fill the seat left vacant by the death of Congressman Doug LaMalfa. But there's also a regular election for the position under California's new Proposition 50 lines. The Republican Assembly member has now filed to run in that race as well, even though the redrawn district is now considered much more favorable to Democrats. Gallagher said in a press release that he's running to, quote, carry his banner of leadership in what he calls a gerrymandered district. He says he plans to focus on lowering costs and keeping communities safe. Gallagher will face Democratic Party-endorsed Mike McGuire and six other candidates in the regular election.
Staying on McGuire, he was in Chico this weekend.
California Senator Mike McGuire kicked off his campaign to represent California's 1st Congressional District in Chico this weekend. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports.
Good morning. How's everybody doing? Let's give it up for Chico.
More than 200 people packed the Palms in North Chico Saturday to hear the Sonoma County Democrat speak.
Are you ready to flip the house?
McGuire, who served in the state Senate since 2014, focused on rural issues, including wildfires, healthcare, and jobs.
Candidly, for far too long, representatives in rural parts of this country, majority Republican, have taken away from the people that they work for.
McGuire has faced criticism from opponents, including Democrat Audrey Denny and Republican Assemblyman James Gallagher, who say he represents the wealthy elite and is not from the North State. But Butte County Supervisor Tammy Ritter says McGuire has a proven track record.
I feel like he can just hit the ground running the way no other candidate could possibly.
McGuire is running in both the special election to fill the remainder of Congressman Doug LaMalfa's term and the regular election for the newly redrawn district under Proposition 50, which favors Democrats. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
California's bullet train may not have enough money to make it out of the Central Valley. A new report from the state's nonpartisan legislative analyst office says the planned San Francisco to Los Angeles rail network faces a funding gap in the tens of billions of dollars. It's also unclear if the project has enough funding to even complete its first phase between Merced and Bakersfield. The office projects about a $2 billion shortfall. The system is planned to only extend as far north as Sacramento. It would not reach the North State.
Chico High School students have a great shopping venue for the prom this year, and it's free. It's called Cinderella's Closet Promwear Giveaway. Gently used attire will be on hand for young women and men, and there will be a live DJ and prizes. The event will be held at Chico Marketplace, the mall, across from American Eagle on the weekend of March 28th and 29th. Before then, prom wear donations can be dropped off at the Chico Marketplace Management Office.
Lastly, the U.S. Supreme Court last week temporarily blocked a California policy protecting the privacy of K-12 transgender students. I spoke with Cal Matters reporter Carolyn Jones about what the court's decision does and what could happen next.
This lawsuit was filed by some parents and teachers in Escondido down near San Diego in 2023, where the argument was that teachers and parents' right to religious freedom and due process was being violated by the state's privacy laws, which protect students. You know, for example, in this case, if they wanted to identify as a different gender. Meanwhile, after that, the state passed a law that said that school districts cannot require teachers to inform parents if a student identifies as a gender other than what's on their official school records. This law came in response to some moves by about a handful of school districts in California, Chino Valley, Roseville, a few, Red Bluff, I think, enacting policies that would require teachers to tell parents. The lawsuit out of Escondido was victorious at in a federal court, and then the state appealed to the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit granted a stay, paused everything. And then the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in just this week and lifted that stay. So technically, the case is still pending at the Ninth Circuit. So, you know, who knows? I mean, it could be a year from now where they weigh in. If the Ninth Circuit rules in favor of the state, the plaintiffs would likely appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, who are likely to side with them since they've already indicated that's the direction they're leaning. That's where we're at right now.
But it's very likely to go back to the Supreme Court.
Yes. And the Supreme Court has already ruled a number of times so far against rights for transgender people. So it's likely that that would continue with this case as well.
Well, how does that change the world right now?
Well, it's kind of unclear. And there's been a little bit of confusion around that, because right now the state's law, it's called the Safety Act. It still stands. It has not, it's been undermined, but it's still technically out there. And so there's a little bit of confusion over what school districts are supposed to do right now. So right now, everyone's just kind of circling around and talking to their lawyers and trying to figure out what this ruling actually means. I haven't heard from any school district that's planning to immediately implement a new policy. So far, everyone's just sort of waiting for the dust to settle and then try to figure out what to do next.
Trans issues have become a wedge issue politically.
Yeah, for sure. And I've talked to some political analysts who say that, you know, as California becomes increasingly polarized, these issues tend to crop up in sort of the purple areas of the state, or areas that are kind of changing rapidly. The demographics are changing, and they do sort of crop up as wedge issues. And as we're heading into a big election year, too, I think that that is also definitely part of the equation.
That was Cal Matters reporter Carolyn Jones.
And those are your headlines for Monday, March 9th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions.
For more local and state news from North State Public Radio, head to mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Hope you have a great week.